Welcome to The Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Victoria Chan from Panama. Now, that's a long way. That's a long way to find yourself in sunny Malta.
Very, very long way.
And you've recently come back from a short trip to Panama as well, so I guess you've indulged in all of the lovely things that you miss about Panama?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that short.
No?
2 months and a half.
Ah, well, that's okay. Not that short a trip.
No. But yes, enjoying a lot.
So what are the things that you do immediately you go home? What do you eat? What's the first thing you like crave?
So if you go like me in December, it's quite similar here. It's very familiar. We eat quite a lot, mainly rice.
Okay.
So everything have to be with rice.
Mm-hmm.
We have this very, very, very Panamanian thing. It's like the pigeon pea.
Okay.
I just realized that here, that you give the pigeons, it's like a dry bean.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw it to the pigeons, which is a pity. But we eat it very green when it's green.
Okay.
So you fry it and then you mix it with the rice and call it arroz con guandu. That's something very, 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 very Panamanian. And then the tamales, which is from Central America. But each country do it in a different way.
And the Panamanian ones are the best, right?
Well, for me, yes.
So what's it like growing up there? Because, you know, there's lots of land, lots of space. You've got this mix of cultures.
A lot. Like me. I'm half Chinese. There is a huge Chinese community in Panama, and we'll talk about the mix of cultures that there is. But how is growing in Panama? We are a very happy people.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, Latin Americans, we are very happy people. Loud, very loud. We enjoy life. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, for example, Christmas is hot weather.
Okay.
So when I enjoy Christmas, that's something that I like with Malta, because you feel the cold. So immediately you feel cold. Growing in Panama is, at least me, I come from the countryside, from a place called Chiriquí, which is the best place in Panama. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
We are like the Wasitans from there. Anyhow, and it's like farm. So you are very naive. You enjoy a lot of the nature. You see dogs going around the yard. All the houses have big yards. Mm-hmm. It's normal for us. So we are very, I guess, very happy kids growing up. We go to the rivers, to the sea. We have the both seas. So any place in Panama, you will have the sea very nearby.
Ah.
Or you also have deep forest. So
Okay. You
have a bit of everything.
And so growing up, are there traditional gifts when a child is born, for example? What happens? Is it a mainly Catholic country or a Christian country? What's the background?
There is a mix, but it's mainly Catholic. And yes, there is same as here. Baptism, the family celebrates. Nowadays, the new generation, they do this huge baby showers, then the baby, then even the day that the baby born, there is gifts and things to welcome the guests and drinks and prosecco, blah, 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 all that. But that's the new generation. That's
okay. Something
new. And yes, I don't know. I don't think it's quite different than here.
But there's no like traditional gift that you would give a child. It's just
no.
The usual thing.
Yes, there is something. They have a bracelet like this in red.
Okay.
It's for like the mal de ojo. So they don't see you bad and the baby don't get sick.
Oh.
And also something, it's a tradition that you shouldn't dress the baby in yellow.
Okay.
So ideally it's red.
Mm-hmm.
So that will avoid, you know, that tradition of putting like a ribbon, red ribbon on the plants. Well, same on the babies. So you should dress the baby in red to take it out from hospital.
Okay.
And in the old times, not the old, like I think my mom's generation, you shouldn't go to see the baby straight away. It's not like nowadays.
Time.
Yes, yes. Mm. Nowadays you go and see the baby and everybody touches the baby, blah, blah, blah. No, that before, no.
Mm.
So it's changing through generations.
So they don't do that, you know, pink or blue thing, boy or girl, it's red. You leave the hospital.
Well, no, red, now yes, nowadays yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the tradition, the old tradition is that.
Very
but yes, you can dress it, but not yellow.
Not yellow?
No.
When are you allowed to wear yellow? Like as a child, or is that?
I think the thinking is, you know, that the babies, they have this thing that they turn yellow. But it's just a mindset. Probably
okay. Someone
dressed the baby in yellow and they thought, oh no, if you dress the baby in yellow, it will turn yellow. But yes, it's something in the old generation.
Less. So there are other things that happen as children. Do you do, you know, communions and christenings and those things as well. And are they pretty similar to the normal Catholic tradition, or are there some other things that happen?
The same.
Okay, so like little miniature wedding dresses for communion and confirmation.
Not as much as in this side of the world.
Okay.
Because I'm amazed, like those nice dresses. In Panama, they are super expensive.
Okay.
Because they bring them from Spain or from this side. But yes, they dress white dresses and they have the Holy Communion and stuff, same as here.
So it's a big thing to have celebrations around your children. It's not something.
Who can? Who doesn't know? But normally, yes, you try to do it.
And the families, are they generally big or have they sort of shrunk over time as well?
They shrunk nowadays. But before, it used to be huge families. Nowadays, not that much.
Not that much, okay. And are more people living in the cities or are they staying out in the countryside?
Cities.
But,
I mean, our main city is Panama City, which is a huge city. It's one of the bigger ones in Latin America. And then we have the province ones, like where I come from. But it's not a huge thing. It's a small town still. Okay. They still keep like small towns.
So once you, like, you know, you leave home, you leave your countryside farm, you move into town and you invite your friends over for dinner, would you be cooking this stuff? Would you invite people to your house or would you generally go out?
Well, me not. But that's something interesting in Panama. The medium class, even probably medium low, everybody have a mate.
Okay.
So it's normal for us to grow up with a mate. At least, yes. It's very normal. The maids will be cooking.
And they keep their recipe secret from you?
Nah, they cook with the... Normally, the moms will be cooking or the nanas will be cooking. And you invite people, you do cook. I think it's the quantity. It's not many plates as here, but it's like with too much. So it's the quantity of everything, like a piece of meat, a huge portion of rice. I think probably each Panamanian eats like 10 times of the rice that each people here might eat. Something like that.
There's a good ratio.
No, huge one. It's amazing.
Is that because is it grown locally? Is that because
yes.
Not the Chinese.
We have a lot.
Sort of proximity and community.
Probably we have a huge influence of the Chinese community in Panama, but close. Actually, we eat a little bit less tortillas than all the other countries around us. In Panama, actually, we don't eat as much tortillas.
Okay.
So that might be something interesting to research. But yes, we cook. We do a lot of barbecues. We love to barbecue since we all have a yard. Normally, everybody have a barbecue. Or we go to the river and we cook in the river. So you find like the stones of the river and you put them together and we cook. So it's, I think, everywhere. The cooking part and the eating part, it puts together the people.
And is it quite casual? Because, you know, outdoor dining is normally people just turn up when they want. Or are you quite strict about timekeeping? I'm looking at you knowing the answer.
I am a very bad Panamanian. I hate to be late. But Panamanians and Latin Americans were well known to be late. And quite informal, quite informal. So, yes, if you have, like, close friends, I will just pop up to your house, like, hey, Mon, are you at home? Yes, let's take a coffee or let's take a drink, blah, blah, blah. It's the normal.
You don't have that
a formality to, I cannot pop up at your home, no. If you are my friend and I am driving by, are you at home? I will go by and say hi and eat. If there is food, you will eat with the family.
I like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, nice. And so... So timing is like one thing. Casual, you mean physically everyone's comfortable casual? You don't have any formal type dinner?
Plus, there is, but it's incomparable to Europe. I don't think it's the same. Plus, it's so hot the whole year round. I mean, we have summer the whole year round. It's 100% humidity. So you probably feel like getting as less clothes as you want. Makeup, hair, everything, because it's horrible. You cannot. So to dress up, you really need to have a very good occasion to do it. If not, you just pop up very casual, shorts and something and relax.
And so wouldn't people would turn up? Mm-hmm. Would they bring anything with them?
Yes. You normally, I mean, if you're educated enough. But if it's not, you will just, if it's something just that I'm passing to your house, no, I won't bring anything. But yes, you should bring something, anything.
Like wines,
food. Wine's not. We don't have the wine culture at all.
Okay.
That's something of the new generation, but we don't have the wine culture.
What do you drink then?
Beer.
Okay.
We are supposedly the highest beer drinkers per capita in Central America.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and we produce a very good rum.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will see a lot of cane fields, and yeah, we do have very good rum.
Mm-hmm. What sort of time? Because I'm thinking, if rum is what you're going to start with, what time do you start to eat? Say, is lunch long and late, and then dinner later and longer?
There's something that I haven't get used to it here, or at least in Spain. So for us, it's midday or 1 p.m. maximum. Mm-hmm. You eat, then at around 7-ish, 8-ish maximum, you have dinner.
Okay.
And then that's it.
So it's not that late considering the heat?
No.
And how long does a meal last for?
1 hour.
Ah, okay. So quite...
Something weird that we do, Panamanians. You know how hot it is? We still drink this soup called sancocho, which is a soup with... you know coriander.
Yes.
So we have this leaf, we call it culantro, which is like 10 times the flavor of the coriander.
Wow.
It's super good. We love it. So it's that chicken, something called ñame, which is like a kind of potato. And we drink that midday.
Mm.
Under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something they make fun. Like, how can you drink something so hot during summer? But yes, we do it.
Do you manage to make the food that you miss from home here in Malta? Because there are quite a lot of ingredients around.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I miss a little bit the plantain,
mm-hmm.
which is the green banana, because there is not fresh ones all the time.
Okay.
And it's my favorite food. But yes, I find.
And that one, is that the one that you fry? Or
yes.
Do you do?
Yes.
Mm,
yeah. Like crepes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if not, I bring, for example, the wandoo, the bean. I bring it frozen, and I leave it in the freezer for 2 years there. So I always have.
So that doesn't defrost while you're flying, or you just like.
Pfft. I bring it like in a soft cooler.
Uh huh.
Ay Dios, no digan eso. So yes, I bring it in a cooler, and I keep them at home. But yes, oops. Like last time I brought 15 kilos.
Okay, they're going to be watching you next.
Yeah,
time.
I know.
Yeah. And so is. Food, you're saying that there's rice and and meat. Do you eat a lot of fish because you have a lot of coast?
Yes, fish too.
Yeah.
But in Panama, a lot of the food is fried. So fried fish, for example. If it's in the Caribbean side, which is, we have both seas, so the Pacific and the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
In the Caribbean side, there is a huge Afro-American culture. So the food is more spicy, that it have more taste.
Mm-hmm.
They do the fish in different ways. They use a lot of coconut. So yes, even in that area, actually yesterday I was remembering, even the cod.
Okay.
They do know how to cook it. Where I come from, I'm sorry, we are very good in different things, but not in that.
Okay.
So when you go to that side, they will do things with fish, with seafood and stuff. Seafood, yes, around Panama you will find. But the fish side, I feel that they have a nice touch to do
it. A bit better.
Yeah.
Would you serve, or does it depend where your wedding is? So if you're having a special occasion like a wedding,
mm-hmm.
would the food be indicative of where the family are from or where their actual wedding is being held?
I think it's the same everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, it will depend more of the venue,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't change much.
And is it the same sort of thing? You have the same meals, you
yes.
have the same sort of
yes.
thing. And is it like stand-up and buffet and you go around and
normally
yourself,
buffet. The stand-up thing here, like cocktails, is not something Panamanian.
Okay.
You need the food, proper food. And after like at 3 a.m., you need this sancocho, the food, the soup, so you can continue the party. So there is food again.
Okay.
So you drink a lot, then you're drunk, and like at 3 a.m., something like that, there will be food. Or at the end of the wedding, there will be like huge pots and people serving and everybody eating a lot.
More and more. But you dance it off a bit.
Oof.
Oof.
Without dancing, there is no party.
Okay.
From beginning to the end.
Oh, so I'm guessing the Panamanian music is kind of what you'd expect from Latin America.
Of course.
Yeah.
We do, yes.
Yeah.
On Tidly Flor and more, if we can. We love to dance.
But for the wedding, sort of before it gets to the fun part, when you're doing like the ceremony,
mm-hmm.
so it's quite a Catholic ceremony,
yes.
you said as well, and you would have, who would attend your actual ceremony?
So the invitation for the religious one normally is made the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you will do before. It's not like in Malta, you do the both things, you sign and that. No. So the registration part and paper is done before.
Okay.
They do a small party before. Then the day of the wedding, you will go to the church. Normally people will go. I mean, everybody's invited the same.
Mm-hmm.
But same as here. Just closest friends, closest families will go. And then there is the party after it.
Okay. And What do you wear to a Panamanian wedding? Are they very casual then, or is there a bit of glitz? And
yes,
yeah,
you do need to dress up. And that, yes, I don't know how we do it, because sometimes it's in hot weathers, which is, if it's in the beach side, you dress a little bit more soft. But we have like towns where 19 degrees, 18 degrees, so you have the nice weather to dress up and have a nice dress, big ones, the hair and everything. So you need to dress.
And is it lots of color and jewels and bling? And
depends on the person. I think that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, we're colorful.
And long dresses, would you wear to it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So your weddings would be in the evening to account for the.
Yes, normally evenings. Generally. It's the normal thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty. Like Malta.
Yes.
But what about gifts? What's the story there? What would you take if I was a guest coming to a Panamanian wedding?
The new generation is cash. You bring the envelopes. Before they used to do same, like you do a list of things that you need and everybody will bring like from a store and everybody chooses what and so.
Uh-huh.
I think the lowest stratus still do it. Or the couple can choose to... If they need something particular, they will tell you, well, we need this. But normally it will be envelopes. It's the normal stuff.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't like it anywhere. I think you should, you know, if you're invited, you should know the couple well enough to get them something personal. And yes, if they're savings for something, it's a different thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just me being very old-fashioned. Very old-fashioned. I can't help it. So I would be invited, expected to dress pretty, and expected to eat and dance all night.
Yes.
Yes.
You do. On heels.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the night, we have the Hora Loca, which is like, you will have like carnival things, because carnivals in Panama is a huge celebration.
Okay.
Like here, but different. So it's like carnival. Everybody will have like fun things and you do like the, how do you call
conga?
It? The conga. It gets crazy. It's called Hora Loca, like crazy hour. And it gets very fun. That's like in the middle of the party.
Okay, and that's just get people going.
Yeah.
And then is that when the older people leave and the younger people stay on to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of sorts them out.
Yes.
Okay. There's got to be that time thing. There's got to be something that stops you. So wedding starts in the evening. I heard you saying something about 3 a.m. So you would keep going and keep going. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what wouldn't you do? What does the bride wear white at a Panamanian wedding? Okay.
White. You shouldn't wear white.
Mm-hmm.
So the,
The bride wears white.
The bride will wear the white. And I don't think there is something they shouldn't do.
Nah. No. But what about at someone's house? What's the thing that you shouldn't do? I mean, it sounds like... Wine is like a new thing, but blah. But what else shouldn't you do? Is there something about...
We're so informal.
No, you can't offend a Panamanian?
Well, probably yes. We get offended about everything. But we just tell you I'm mad of this or that. But I mean, you really need to do something very big to get offended, I guess. Shouting or maybe horning, which is normal. Also depends on the family. My family, you shouldn't. But other families just horn, hey, I'm here. So it's quite informal. Very informal.
So you can be quite relaxed that you're not...
A lot. To. Too much for me too. But yes, we are quite relaxed.
So things like, I was just going back to the weddings. Do you have like the wedding cake as well? Is that
yes? Yeah, that's a big thing.
So tell me about cakes in Panama, because we've only talked about rice and fish and meat.
The cake is a huge cake normally. You choose, I think there is different types, but normally you will choose the inside normal cake. Nothing big deal. Mm-hmm. We have the wedding venues and the wedding things. It will depends where you do it also. Because if you do it in the beach, you will have a cold cake. But the cakes, there is nothing in particular. There is a lot of people who like the rum cake with rum. But normally it will be a normal cake.
And do you give out bits of cake when people leave? Yeah,
everybody.
That's the thing as well.
There is the new thing is that to have small bites.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole cake is fake.
Okay.
Just a tiny bit of the cake is the real one.
Okay.
And they will have a piece of it. Small weddings, private ones, yes, you have. It's more like customized. So you will have a nice cake. Everybody will eat from that cake. But they are very small weddings. The big ones, no. you have bites or it will be already coated or something. In the old times, yes. Oh, I remember in the old times, the bride will come with the veil and she will pass over each table and they will clip the cash on the veil.
Ah, okay.
So at the end of that, after they say hi to each of the tables, she will be full of money.
But
that I remember when I was a kid. I haven't seen, oh, I should do it in my wedding. I forgot that they do that. Yeah, they do it. But nowadays, you don't see that in my generation.
You just do it in an envelope and...
Yeah, you don't see that nowadays, which was cool. And then the, how do you say, the thing that you put on the leg?
The garter.
Yeah, that we do it also. The bride throwing the bouquet. I think it's normal.
It's all like quite similar.
Yeah,
okay.
Very similar.
But what you were talking about, ice cakes. What's an ice cake?
Ice cake. Cold cake.
Ah, okay.
I think I translated it in Spanish.
But what sort of things do you have? What sort of are the usual fruits and things that you would have in a cake there?
I think it depends on the couple, because we have so many fruits and flavors, but it can be from chocolate, from strawberry, from red velvet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will depend on the
couple. So it's literally, there's almost anything you want, because it's quite tropical climate, so you have everything. Do you have a lot of citrus there, though?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think as much as here. Well, we do, but we have, which is the yellow? The lime.
Lemon?
The lemon is the yellow one.
Uh-huh.
And the green one?
Lime.
Lime. So we have a lot of lime.
Ah.
That's more normal for us.
Ah.
And, orange and stuff.
So that's quite a bitter taste then.
Yeah.
So do you have that in your palate? It's more that you like the bitter.
I think
bitter
so.
Sort
yeah,
of,
even the ceviche is full of it, full of lime and... Yeah, even we drink this drink that is lime with the cane sugar.
Is that the not caipirinha?
We call it guarapo in Panama. This is a normal thing. It's very refreshing.
So tell me again. So it's
like cane, sugar, the lime, and water, and a lot of ice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say rum on top of that. So
are you good?
Well, yeah. So I'm just thinking how well lime goes with
rum. You could.
So we've talked a lot about food. Sorry, that's my love. But I have to. But going into other love, what about the gay community in Panama? Is that accepted?
I don't think it's something open.
Okay.
I mean, nowadays, yes, you do. And they do that. There is a province where the carnival is celebrated. There is a huge gay community, and there is the community, but it's not legal yet.
Okay.
And obviously, since Latin America is a very sexist culture, so they always will come with these comments and these, you know, spies on it. So depends on the family and depends on the friends. But culturally speaking, I don't think it's that open.
A bit more reserved. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about carnivals, February time, the same as the normal Catholic culture.
Yeah.
And then just one last thing before we wrap up is funerals. I hate talking about funerals, but do you still giggle and drink your way through funerals, or are they actually when the Panamanians calm down and the somber?
No, there is funerals.
Yeah.
And you see the body for one day before.
Okay.
It's normal in the old times, used to be at home. Sometimes they still have it at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. It's legal, actually. So you have the body there in the, and everybody comes, cries. There is food. So you bring food, bread, everything. In the small towns, you stay there the whole night. Everybody starts in, we call it velar, so you have to be seeing the dead.
Okay.
And then you just bury it.
Okay.
But yes, it's something very Panamanian.
And is that quite a big, you know, obviously your house is open, people are coming through, and then the funerals as well is quite a big thing.
Yeah. And then you go to the church the next day, you do the mass. Then you walk, all the town used to walk to the cemetery behind the car. Because they were small towns, right?
Yeah.
So you have to walk with it, mourning the dead, and then you will go and bury it.
Okay.
That's a normal thing.
Ah.
Still, you see it nowadays
but
in
do you,
small towns.
You, like the Mexicans, do you celebrate the Day of the Dead?
No
you don't. So that's not
Panama,
a separate thing for you.
Okay. We don't celebrate it. We cry.
Ah. Oh. No, it is, you know, it's just one of the, you just never know how people see it. Yeah. So that's the...
And then after it, there is, I don't know, because I'm not Catholic, but I think there is, I don't know how many months, like 3 months or something, that every Wednesday or so on, you have to go do a small praying and like mm-hmm. a small mass. And it's repeated for I don't know how long.
Okay.
The novena, I think it's called. But yes, it's after the person is passed away, you have to keep going.
And that's, the, I guess the widow would wear black at till
the old times, yes. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't think they do it.
Depends. Anyway, it's been very energetic talking to you. Yeah. And I, next time, you should bring some food. thank you so much. That's been Victoria Chan talking to us about etiquette and traditions in Panama here on the Good Manners Map on Campus 103.
Thank you, Mon. Bye.